Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, it's Gavin and Katie. Thanks for checking out the podcast.
Okay, ready?
Podcast.
You know what? We'll practice that.
Was that not good?
Well, it was flat and sharp.
But maybe it was supposed to be flat and sharp.
Well, most music isn't.
Hit me with something not flat and sharp.
How about you sing it and then let me harmonize with you?
Okay. It's time for the Wake Up Call Podcast. No, that was worse.
No, it was better.
It was better?
Uh-oh.
Podcast.
You're the one. I'm flat now, but I wasn't back
you
then.
You hit me. Let me harmonize with you.
Oh, my God.
Do it.
Podcast.
See, that was better.
But you weren't harmonizing. You were just singing.
I was absolutely harmonizing.
No, you weren't, Gavin. You were just singing in a different key. That's not harmonizing.
Hit me again.
I'm not doing this with you. Wow. I have to go. Enjoy the podcast.
If you can.
The Wake Up Call. 106.5 The End.
So, at one point or another, Matthew McConaughey, actor, was thinking about running for governor of Texas. And this was a serious consideration that he was doing. He actually had a campaign team that he was putting together. He was doing research into polling, like, how would I do and stuff like that. And which is what a lot of politicians do. I'm saying he's already like in the politician column. And even though polls showed that he would beat Governor Greg Abbott of Texas by 8 points, which is kind of a pretty big ass kicking, he announced yesterday that he's not going to do it.
And to that I went, yeah, what? Being Matthew McConaughey actor seems a lot more fun than being Matthew McConaughey governor.
Yeah, that's true, no doubt. But like sometimes it's nice to like feel like you're doing something more important. I mean, I've had thoughts like that, like, wouldn't it be nice if, like, I could feel more civic duty? And by the way, he's not the only celebrity that's thinking about getting involved. There's another celebrity that is officially getting involved in politics, and that's now Dr. Oz. Dr. Oz announced that he is running for Senate, a U.S. Senate seat for Pennsylvania.
Well, how's he going to sell his herbs?
Great point. Now who's going to talk to me about poop?
Right. Okay. Here's the thing. Matthew McConaughey has no business being a governor. And do you know why?
Why?
You know what? I'd like to reverse engineer this. How about you tell me why he would be a good
I'd love to.
Mr. Magic Mike.
I'd love to.
Okay.
First of all, he's the best one in Magic Mike.
Okay.
Won an Oscar. He has an Oscar.
Yeah.
Okay, well, does...
Oh, is that going on the list?
Does President Biden have an Oscar? No. Second of all, handsome. Still got it. Not as much as he used to.
Okay, so far you have not said any things that would make a person good at politics.
He's probably a very nice person. He's probably got ideas that would benefit the greater good.
Probably?
Well, he's done interviews and I've heard him say things and I'm like, oh, that's kind of a nice thing.
Okay,
nice
can I just go back and let me recap everything? Here are the reasons you believe he'd be a good governor. Number one, he has an Oscar. Number two, seems like a nice guy. Number three, seems like he probably has ideas. Number four, you saw him in an interview.
Well, when you say it, sounds stupid.
Okay, yeah.
What about Dr. Oz? What's he
Dr.
got?
Dr. Oz is an idiot. I mean,
he is. You know, I just read this article in TMZ. You know who's on his campaign staff?
Who?
Chris Hansen from To Catch a Predator.
What?
Yes. And listen, he's officially running.
They wear many hats. I am sorry to tell you that simply liking a guy and thinking like he seems like a good dude is not enough to run a state.
I guess you're right. Okay. Schwarzenegger did a pretty bad job.
I mean,
we didn't have a budget for years.
Now, in fairness, he did not have an Oscar.
That's true.
Okay.
Didn't have an Oscar.
I'm going to tell you who could run for public office. And you're not going to believe this. She is Real Housewife.
Come on.
And she is a Real Housewife that, yes, I'm going to admit, there was a time that she believed that the Underground Railroad involved an actual train. Okay? Yeah. She made that mistake. Did she say there are 265 days in a year? Yeah, she did.
Okay.
But that was years ago, and she's grown up since that. Her name is Portia Williams.
Why should... Okay? What, Marcia?
Portia.
Portia?
Yes.
Why should she... It sounds like you just made your own case against it.
No, because we have watched her grow into... a civil rights activist that is like...
that didn't know that the Underground Railroad was not an actual train?
Listen, she came to it a little late, okay? But she is...
We all came to it a little late.
She is a BLM activist that has gotten arrested many times for her peaceful protest. Her grandfather was a civil rights leader. She at least is out there actually doing something. Matthew McConaughey is all righting while he's high AF in Texas. You know he walks around music festivals shirtless?
He's been shirtless for 20 years.
I know. He doesn't wear shoes, Gavin.
What? Okay. All right.
Yeah. He walks around in the elements barefoot.
Ew. Okay. Okay. I'm agreeing with you about Matthew McConaughey. Okay. Maybe that would have been a bad idea. Okay. I'm not going with you on a Real Housewife who doesn't know how many days there are in a year.
She does now.
That is not something you say about an adult. Okay. But maybe there is a celebrity that we can agree on.
Okay.
You know who I'm going to say.
Don't say George Clooney.
I mean, he's thought about it many times. People have suggested he seems like he'd be good at
okay,
it.
Okay, why? Again, why?
He's handsome.
Oh, my God. Hit the button.
No, you we're can't hit the button. We're not done.
We're not electing people to office because they're handsome.
I would like to just say that George Clooney, if he had one of those presidential portraits painted of him, he'd look great.
He would look so good, right?
Hanging up in the big Capitol building?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, they don't hang presidential portraits in the Capitol building, Jacob.
Yeah, you probably think there's 265 days a year.
Okay, all right, what about this? What about Kristen Bell? Who doesn't love Kristen Bell?
Okay,
she's a mother.
Okay.
She knows how to manage a family.
Oh.
She's relatable. She's got pink eye. So, like, listen, there's lots of things about Kristen Bell. Don't recap that because it sounds stupid when you say it.
Leave the pink eye out of it.
So there was a big shakeup in, in national cable news yesterday. So Chris Cuomo, who is one of the biggest stars on CNN, he was essentially fired. And
they're saying he's been suspended indefinitely. You're saying that means fired.
I think that means fired.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever seen the phrase indefinitely suspended where the person's like, I'm back.
That's true. That's true.
Here is Anderson Cooper trying to explain a little bit about what happened.
Some news now about this network. It involves Chris Cuomo, the host of Cuomo Prime Time. New documents released this week indicated that Chris was more intimately involved than previously known in helping his brother, former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, craft a defense amid a flurry of sexual misconduct allegations. When Chris admitted to us that he had offered advice to his brother's staff, he broke our rules, and we acknowledged that publicly. But we also appreciated the unique position he was in and understood his need to put family first and job second. However, these documents point to a greater level of involvement in his brother's efforts than we previously knew. As a result, we have suspended Chris indefinitely pending further evaluation.
Fired. So basically what that means is that Chris Cuomo, who had a primetime show on CNN, his brother was Andrew Cuomo, who was the governor of New York. And if you remember, Andrew Cuomo got all caught up in all kinds of sexual misconduct allegations. So Chris Cuomo helped his brother not cover crimes up or anything like that, but helped him try to
figure out who these anonymous women were.
That part I don't know.
That's
about.
What I read.
What I do know is that he helped him craft a defense and how to handle this publicly from a PR perspective.
So okay? That was what we were told initially.
Well, that is still true.
Right.
And that's what he told, and Chris Cuomo told CNN that that's I'm doing that. And they slapped him on the wrist. They said, don't do that. That violates, we actually have ethics, and you can't do that. And they slapped him on the wrist. I think they suspended him. Well, now some sort of investigation is over, and papers have been made public, and now they're finding out it was way more involved, and he was basically his PR agent, like, for the whole thing. And CNN's like, you kind of lied to us, so we're going to fire you,
well,
which is a big deal.
It also, he was using his journalistic connections to try to find out who these women were.
What?
Who were trying to stay anonymous.
Whoa,
and Gavin and I started talking off the air. What would you do in this situation if it was your sibling?
Because that's the thing. It's when it comes, would you put your family above your career? Because that's essentially the question here. And I am somebody who would, I'm pretty sure I would always come to my brother's defense. Like, no matter what. I wouldn't cover a crime up for him, and that's not what Chris Cuomo did.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't do anything like that. But I would do everything that I could to help him. You know, no matter what problem
it
was.
Even if it was breaking the rules.
Even if it was breaking my professional rules, I'm pretty sure I still would, because family's everything.
I would not. Because I'll tell you what, the second I had my first child, that became my family.
Well,
my
yeah.
siblings are my secondary family. They are, I have only brothers, so they're all grown up boys, and they are on their own. And I definitely would not break any, like, ethical standards or rules, because we do have rules here about what we can and can't do. For example, like, our family members can't win big prizes, okay? Mm-hmm. I would, you know, and that is such a small one, but, like, I would never in a million years break that rule for any reason. I would never break any rules for any reason, too, because it could hurt my kids.
I wouldn't break any rules for any reason, but for some reason, when it's your family, and we have weird jobs where, like, I can't think of, like, if my brother somehow got some Disneyland tickets, or, you know, I don't know, like, I don't even know what it would be that would jeopardize our jobs, but, like, trying to imagine, like, my job would be jeopardized.
Well, we have like ethical clauses in our contracts where there are things that we can't publicly do.
That's us, though.
Right.
So I don't know how that would impact our siblings or
well, what I mean, about, like, what, okay, if so we what, started to, like, ride hard for one of our siblings, if they were, I get what you're saying.
Yeah,
I
can't, it's sticky. Okay. But, like, let's say, for instance, take your brothers out of it. What about your parents? What about your mother? What if your mother was in some sort of situation? Would you do something that could jeopardize your career for your mother?
I don't think I would.
Wow!
I don't think I would. And I don't think my mom would want me to either.
Wow!
And here's the other thing, though, and this might be a male-female thing. If enough women come forward and say your brother's a dirtbag, chances are your brother's a dirtbag.
Right.
And you need to now maybe place him in a different box in your life, maybe just for a second, but you need to recognize that maybe the person you thought he was isn't the person that he actually is, and you don't ride hard and put your own career in jeopardy for a dirtbag.
I have had dirtbags in my family, and, like, I've had to do that. But you never move them out of the family column. Maybe it's an Italian thing.
No, they can be in the family column, but they don't come before my career that I've worked so hard for.
No, maybe not in a situation like that. But, I mean, I don't know. The fact that Chris Cuomo and Andrew Cuomo are Italians and they did this, it was like, there was part of me that was like, yeah, I know people that have done stuff like this. I mean, maybe it's an Italian thing. We're just close families, mega, mega close families. Here's one thing, though, that really upsets my stomach. You know who agrees with me?
Who?
Tucker Carlson from Fox News.
Oh.
Play this clip.
But Andrew Cuomo was Chris Cuomo's brother. And that's what you do with brothers, even the loathsome ones. You help them when they need it. Your most basic obligation is to the people you are related to. When they need your help, no matter who they are, even if they're the governor of a state, even if they're horrible people, you help them anyway, because it's your family. Chris Cuomo may be an idiot, and he is, but he understands that.
Okay, where does that end then?
It doesn't.
That's crazy to me.
Really?
Yes. Let's see. Are people texting anything in?
Nah.
I can't listen. My siblings are grown-ups.
Right.
They're on their own.
Wow.
If they screw up,
yeah,
I need them to get out of their own screw-ups. And I would not pull them into my screw-ups ever in a million years. If I screwed up,
mm-hmm,
I would never. And shame on Andrew Cuomo, actually.
For allowing it?
For allowing that. You ride so hard for your brother. You're so close to your family. Well, you just let your brother in an effort to help you
lose a career.
He lost his career.
I see.
What kind
point.
Of brother does that make you?
Well, it makes him a dirtbag, which we already knew.
Well,
that
there
he
you
was.
Go.
106.5 The End.
Why are women on dating apps? 766-1065. 766-1065. If you're a woman that is on a dating app, we need you to call right now. And this is because we're kind of having a discussion here that is, to say tumultuous is an understatement. Recent study came out that shows that couples that meet on dating apps are more likely to end in divorce. Now, that's the data from this study. But what we don't understand is, well, why? All of a sudden, is that the place? Or is it just that more marriages end in divorce? And that's just where more people meet now.
Hmm.
I think that it's twofold. I think it is that more people just meet on apps now.
Right, exactly.
And then also, I think that, like, men and women get on apps for different reasons. I think women get on apps to have relationships for the most part. This is a generalization. This isn't everybody, of course. But most women get on apps to meet men to have a relationship. And a lot of men get on apps to, like, get laid.
And I think that is where our fight is taking place. And we need help. 766-1065 if you're a woman on a dating app. Because I don't think that that's true anymore. Might have been true. I think women are changing a little bit. I think women are owning their sexuality a little bit more. And I think that women are also going on these apps just to hook up.
I think some women are, but I think the vast majority are still on there looking for relationships.
Now, to be fair, we're two people that aren't on dating apps.
Not sadly.
We don't know. I mean, there is part of me that, like, looks at the dating app world and I go, what? That actually seems kind of fun. I never did online dating. I never did that.
Can I tell you what's really sad about my husband's profile, though?
Oh. Okay.
Like, I made mine specific. He just wrote any on everything. For the age, just wrote any.
What?
For, like, everything. Body type, any.
Wow.
He's just whatever, whoever would say yes.
Wow, and then he ended up with you. How serendipitous.
The only thing he checked yes to was he wants kids.
Wow.
But it's the only thing he said.
Because you have to have sex. Okay, let's talk to Leah. 766-1065. Leah, why are you on dating apps? What's your comment?
My comment is that we look for both. You just put on different goggles depending on what you're looking for at that point in time. It just depends on the guy, on, like, the behavior that you do afterwards.
I looked at everybody as, oh my God, I hope this person wants to be my husband. But I also, if I kissed somebody, was like, well, I guess we're in love.
That is true. So, okay, so what is your success rate on finding somebody on a dating app?
I actually just got off 2 months ago. I'm in a relationship, but I was on it for a little over a year.
Real talk. In that
Real
year
talk.
Of being on a dating app, how many times did you meet a guy that you knew was not going to go anywhere, but you still went out with him?
Oh, a lot. I couldn't even give you a number.
Okay.
Were you just hoping for the best?
Yeah, obviously you go out hoping for the best. And then on that first date, they usually say something stupid because men are weird.
Yeah.
And you go, you know what? He's cute enough for tonight, but long term, no thank you.
But you know, but see, that's what's different about dating apps. You know ahead of time that it's not going to work.
Not necessarily, because sometimes you show up on a date, he's 2 inches shorter, his career is different than what he had in his profile.
Oh.
You know what I mean? So you find out things as you start going on these dates with them that just go, you know what? Not husband material, but he's good for now. And so he goes into a little bucket of good for now guys. And then you have the ones that you pursue more legitimately, I guess you could say.
Out of, like, the quote-unquote many guys in the year, how many did you, like, hook up with?
I mean, when I was on my hot streak, like, freshly single, like, let's get out there, I would say, like, 4 in a month.
Oh, good for you!
Four in a month for, like, how many months?
Oh, a whole year.
Oh. Yeah!
Wow. Oh, my God!
Until you get the one.
That's right.
Like, oh, I like this one.
Halloween.
Okay, well, statistically, it sounds like you went on the dating app just to hook up.
No. I actually went on looking for...
Let me clarify.
In the beginning, yes. But it does get old. I mean, it's not a long-term solution to just hook up forever. But towards the end, I... calm down a little bit.
I mean, here's what it's like. It's like you go on there hoping to find a relationship, but when you don't, you're like, well, while I'm here.
Yeah, exactly. I might as well.
Okay.
I love you.
So you're, okay, so I get, it's like going to the mall. Like,
yeah. you go there just to get a new iPhone case.
Right.
But while you're there.
It's like, well, okay.
You run into Hot Topic. Well,
exactly.
Thank you so much
you're
for calling.
Great.
Of course. Have a good morning.
Thank you.
You too.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
106.5 The End. The Wake Up Call.
We're calling Isabel. She's a digital designer, and her boyfriend Caleb wanted me to phone scam her. So I told Caleb to tell her that one of her friends had a new client that was going to be calling to run a new website through her. So she was expecting this call, but it's Cannon with a K, our favorite douchebag, and he's calling to set up a new dating website.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hello.
Hey, what's up? I'm looking for Isabel.
Yes, that's me. How can I help you?
What's up, baby? My name is Cannon with a K. And
Cannon, hi. How are you?
Hey, what's up? Hey. And I'm looking for a web designer. You came recommended to me. I don't know how to build a web page. I'm more of the ideas guy and the financier because I'm an entrepreneur. So, but I need to hire somebody who knows how to do stuff like that, you know.
I could definitely help you with that.
Oh, great.
Really quick, so let me just get my notes ready. Let me take down some notes for you. What kind of website are you looking to build?
It's a dating site.
Oh, cool.
I want one that's gonna be exclusively for hot people, for hot people, it's mostly hot girls. Because most dating sites are filled with all kinds of grossness. Most dating sites also are filled with dudes and bros and stuff like that. This one's gonna be for both, but like mostly for hot girls.
Okay. Do you have a name in mind? We can probably. Let's talk about a name.
Yeah.
Specific.
I want it called nouggos.com.
I'm sorry.
Nouggos? Nouggos.
Okay.
It's a slang term for ugly people. For an ugly.
Oh, maybe we could circle back to the name. We'll circle back to that.
Okay, no doubt.
Let me ask some questions first, just to kind of see what we're going to design for you. And my first question, I guess, would be, how would you guarantee that it would only be hot people?
Oh, yeah, so I thought about that. And everybody who signs up for the site, they have to submit pictures, like more than one picture. They have to submit some pictures. All the pictures go to me, and I do is I'll go through the pictures, and then I will determine whether or not you're hot enough to get on to nouggos.com.
Okay, and so on the landing page, would you have like maybe prerequisites? Like you have to be a certain height and certain hair color.
You said, what's a landing?
It's the first page that people see when they go to your website.
Oh, well, I call it a first page. So like when people go to the first page, I don't think we need to write anything down there. I think we just need to put a picture of like me and like maybe like two on each side, four hot girls. And they'll get it.
Oh, okay.
And well, maybe they'll look at that picture and they'll think, that guy got four hot girls. This is the site for me.
So we'll circle back on that as well, I guess, because we will have to get a little specific and then we'll have to think about logistics of sending you those photos and the approval and how much time that's going to take. I just want you to have content on your website. What about tabs? Have you thought of like different tabs, like what your mission is with this website?
Our mission is going to be to make sure that Sacramento stays hot. I guess that's a good way to say it. Because hot people that are going to get together and they're going to make hot babies, and hot babies are going to find other hot babies, and they're going to make hot babies.
Okay. I just don't want you to then have lawsuits. Like, you know, that sounds a little bit like you're discriminating against a certain type of person maybe that
right.
caught.
Yes, I am. Right. I am discriminating against them. Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. I don't think this is going to work out. I really don't think our business relationship is going to go any further. But
what?
I appreciate you.
Whoa. You're breaking up with me? I'll bet you're an uggo, and that's why you don't want this. It's because
okay, you know what? I don't need to deal with your harassment right now. So I'm going to get off the phone, sir.
Okay, and all right. Well, hold on a second. None of this is real. My name's Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End on the Wake Up Call. None of it's real. This is a phone scam.
Oh,
it's a prank phone call.
Oh my god!
Wow, that escalated quickly.
It's because you're being an asshole.
That is very fair.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Oh my goodness gracious. Me oh my. Sweet sassy molassie. Are you smarter than Katie?
That was fun.
We are playing with Angela from Sacramento. Good morning, Angela.
Good morning.
You're caller 17. You're playing for $100 today. What do you do for a living?
Oh, my gosh. I pretty much Instacart.
Okay. Oh, man. God. I love me some Instacart.
You are one
Listen,
of God's.
I'm staying away from everybody with COVID. I work by myself alone.
Yep.
So smart.
And you're helping everybody else stay away from everybody with COVID.
And you're doing something exactly. that everybody hates to do, which is grocery shop.
Yeah.
You guys hate doing
I
that?
I know. Oh, but yes. I love it. I'm weird. I love it.
Oh, man. All right. Well,
you
good.
And Jacob.
Well, hopefully you will love these five questions that I have written for you. Katie's leaving the studio, and I'm going to ask them to you. And we'll see who is smarter, you or Katie. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready, Katie?
No, she's gone. She can't even hear
you.
Oh,
well, bye.
Bye. Question one. Adele is getting a Las Vegas residency, and it's going to be at Caesar's Palace. Tickets are on sale now, and the residency begins January 21st. So get on that. Which of the following is not a Las Vegas hotel? The Venetian, the Flamingo, or the Taj Mahal?
Ooh.
3 seconds. Three.
Taj Mahal.
Okay. Question two. There has been a string of mysterious animal deaths in Citrus Heights that has gotten a lot of people talking. Some residents have been saying it's the work of Satanists or even fake beasts like the Chupacabra, but police have weighed in and assure everyone that it's probably just a coyote that's in the area.
Oh.
If in the Warner Brothers cartoons, who did Wile E. Coyote chase all the time?
The Roadrunner.
Yeah, that's right. Question three. A list of the most popular pet names came out, and they show a sign of the times. Some of the most popular names are COVID, Fauci, and Zoom.
I think that's funny. But the number one most trending pet name is Grogu, which is taken from a popular show where Grogu is more commonly referred to as baby what?
Gavin.
Oh, baby Gavin. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I like it.
Everyone name your pets baby Gavin. Oh, I'll love him, kiss him all the time.
Follow him on Instagram.
Oh, yes. Yes. Question four. Universal announced yesterday that Nicolas Cage will be playing Dracula in an upcoming horror comedy. The movie is called Renfield, and it will be from the perspective of Dracula's human enslaved assistant. And it's from the creator of The Walking Dead. Who wrote the book Dracula? Three seconds. Three, two, one. All right, that's okay.
Van Heisel.
Question five. Travis Scott has offered to pay the funeral costs of those that died at his concert in Texas, but more and more of those families are telling Travis that they don't want his help. The family of the 9-year-old was the first to turn him down, and now the rest of the families are following along. The average cost of a funeral is $11,777.
Oh, God, wait, let me get the pen. Okay, $11,777.
There you go. How much would it cost if you had to pay for two of them?
Oh, hold on.
She's doing it.
It would be
3 seconds. Three, two,
12,554.
All righty, Katie! We're live on Instagram and 106.5. Give us a follow. And watch the video. Watch Katie's gorgeous, stunning face.
Oh, thank you.
And when she does the math, she sweats so much.
That's just because
you're aroused.
Sweat. Oh. I've had too much meat.
Oh, oh. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
All right. Yep. That's why they say, Katie, she's got the meats. That's why they say that.
Yep.
Question one. Adele is getting a Las Vegas residency, and it's going to be at Caesar's Palace. Tickets are on sale now, and the residency begins January 21st. Okay. Which of the following is not a Las Vegas hotel? The Venetian, the Flamingo, or the Taj Mahal?
Taj Mahal.
That is correct. That is the name of the casino that Donald Trump owned that closed down.
Oh, it did?
Yes, it went bankrupt.
Really?
Oh.
I thought that was a place somewhere in India.
It's that as well.
Oh, okay.
But it is also a bankrupt casino.
Oh, okay.
Question two. There have been a string of mysterious animal deaths in Citrus Heights that has gotten people talking. Some residents have been saying it's the work of Satanists or even fake beasts like the chupacabra.
What?
But police are saying it's just a coyote. In the Warner Brothers cartoons, who did Wile E. Coyote chase?
The Roadrunner.
Yeah. Question three, a list of the most popular pet names came out, and they show a sign of the times. Some of the most popular names are COVID, Fauci, and Zoom.
Zoom.
It's cute.
Cute.
But the number one most trending pet name is Grogu, which is taken from a popular show where Grogu is more commonly referred to as baby what?
Grogu is the number one pet name?
Mm-hmm. Trending pet name. 3 seconds.
A name I've never heard in my life?
Three.
Baby Groot.
Mm. Oh, close.
Is it?
Baby Yoda.
What?
Baby Yoda.
Baby Yoda's name isn't Baby Yoda?
No, Baby Yoda's name is Grogu.
Dumb.
And now you know.
I'll forget immediately.
Question four. Universal announced yesterday that Nicolas Cage will be playing Dracula in an upcoming horror comedy.
It's the part he was born to play.
Exactly. The movie is going to be called Renfield, and it will be from the perspective of Dracula's human enslaved assistant, and it's from the creator of The Walking Dead. Who wrote the book Dracula?
I think it was Edgar Allan Poe.
Bram Stoker.
Oh, God. I didn't know that.
Question five. Travis Scott has offered to pay the funeral costs of those that died at the concert in Texas, but more and more of those families are telling Travis to go kick rocks. The family of the 9-year-old was the first to turn him down, and now the rest of the families are following along. The average cost of a funeral is $11,777.
Oh, my God.
How much would it cost if you had to pay for two of them?
Okay.
All right.
14.
This is why you watch live on Instagram. Mm-hmm. We show you the math. You can see her drawing hearts and boxes in 3D.
Her sweat levels seem pretty calm.
$23,554.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Wow, she's got the meats, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Angela from Sacramento, you ready for the final score?
No.
All right, here it comes anyway. Angela 2, Katie 3.
That was close, man. My friend.
She even gave me a beep beep when she said Roadrunner, going for that extra credit. Yep. All right,
not
Angela.
Enough. It was just not enough.
Not enough today. We had $20 to the jackpot tomorrow, $120. Angela, what is it that you want to tell us?
I guess I got to go back to Instacarting.
I guess you do.
I am smarter than... Wait.
Nope. All right.
Whatever.
You can call anytime. You are a good time.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with Kevin. Yay! Love it, guys! Yay!
Did You Know with Kevin time? And he has been feverishly on Google looking up facts just for you. And he's about to share them with us. It's Did You Know with Kevin. What do you got, Kevin?
Did you know a group of ladybugs is called a loveliness?
No, it's not.
Yes! Adorable.
Oh, my God. You're going to make me cry.
That is so
cute.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine being killed by a bunch of ladybugs?
You could.
Do you think that's possible?
I don't know. I mean, I would imagine everything has a weight.
Let's ask Kevin. Mm-hmm.
Yes, you can be killed by ladybugs because there are a specific type of ladybug that's poisonous. It's not your typical red ladybug.
Okay,
oh,
what
which
is
one
it?
Is this?
Could be yellow.
Oh, you don't know?
It could be yellow. Like, that's the only other color.
So it is yellow.
Yes.
Okay.
There's more than just red or yellow ladybugs.
But he's saying the poisonous kind.
The poisonous ones are yellow because they excrete a... venom type like
excrete it.
Yes,
out of their mouth.
No.
Okay. Well, then don't answer.
Okay. So according to Google, ladybugs are not poisonous to humans.
That's dumb. That's not a secure website.
You're right. I see. You know what's really sad about ladybugs? And Kevin, you don't have kids yet, but when you do, your kids are gonna love them. And they're going to kill him. Because they're going to
love him
and bring him in the house.
Oh.
And then they're going to put him in a cup or something. And those ladybugs are going to die. It's very sad.
It is sad. They suffocate.
Yeah. Or they starve.
Mm-hmm.
My God. When I have kids, I'm going to make a ladybug habitat at my house.
Oh, my God. That's very sweet.
Are you going to learn to say the word habitat before that happens?
Yeah. Habitat.
That's better. You put a V in
it
that.
It did seem like it was habitat.
Okay. It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know in the UK you get a signed birthday card from the Queen on your 100th birthday?
Whoa.
That's super cute.
This whole time I thought she didn't have a job. Excuse me, Mom. We have a list of centennials. The birthday cards are here.
Get me my pen. Hold it. But she's old now. Hold my hand.
That's what
write my name.
Strap the quill to my hand. Dip it in the well.
Well, it is funny because I just saw on the news that the Queen is taking like a hiatus from her duties. And I remember
what is her duties? Holding a person waving?
Exactly. Now we know.
Now she has
to sign birthday cards. Like my kids. Like, okay, I bought this card here, put it in front of you. I hope they talk to the Queen just like I talk to my kids. It's grandma's birthday, okay? I already bought it. Yes, I know. Buzz and Woody are on it. I made it look like you picked it out. That's what I'll tell her. Yes, you picked it out. Okay, right there. Theo, you're signing it too big. You're going to run out. I hope they talk to the Queen just like that.
Oh, go. No. Don't start there. You're going to run out of space.
Your Majesty, your name is not Queen. You can't just sign Queen.
How dare you?
It's Did You Know with Kevin. What else do you have?
Did you know if hummingbirds were the size of the average person, they would have to consume more than one can of soda every minute to live?
Wow. Wow.
That's almost, you try doing that.
No. I don't think I've ever seen
Kevin drink a soda.
You don't drink soda?
No, not anymore since my new lifestyle.
Oh, diabetes. You used to drink Mountain Dew.
Not diabetes.
But you do have diabetes.
Yeah, and obesity if we want to just list my ailments.
Sorry, the violation.
Wow. I feel like my wife used to try to do that with Diet Coke.
Oh.
Man.
Oh, my husband does it with Pepsi. Like,
oh.
My husband, like, legitimately does it with Pepsi.
That's true. I've seen him pound soda.
He doesn't drink them fast. He just drinks them nonstop. Like,
He's so skinny.
He's so
skinny. He pisses me off.
But he's not just, like, skinny. Like, he's in actual good shape. Like, half of his body has to be Pepsi. It has to be. He has a garbage can next to his desk at home. Obviously, he didn't used to work at home. So now I'm getting a new, like, insight into what his work life is like. He has a garbage can next to his desk that's just full of Pepsi cans. He gets Pepsi tall boys, which I didn't even know was a thing. One time I had a doctor's appointment and I knew I needed to get a cortisone shot. So I was nervous. So I was like, will you come with me? And he goes, yeah. We walk into the doctor's office and I realized he's got a can of Pepsi in his hand. And
no,
I was like,
in
you
the
are
doctor's office.
Such trash. He goes, you couldn't have left that in the car. He goes, I just opened it. It's cold.
Now he needs to just say, like, babe, I'm a hummingbird.
Yeah.
I'm a human hummingbird. If I don't drink this can of soda right now, I'm not going to be able to fly backwards or upside down. I'm the only bird that can do it. It's time for Dominic the Donkey, guys.
Oh, yay!
Did you see on my Instagram I was singing it to my cat Annie yesterday?
No. Did she hate it?
She hates everything now because she's like 17 years old.
Yeah.
But I was like, jiggity jing, ee-aw, ee-aw, I really love my torty. Oh. And she just stared at me with dried snot on her face.
Okay.
That's sweet.
Let's talk to Jenna. Good morning, Jenna.
Good morning.
Who's in the car with you?
We have Parker and Connor.
Okay.
Okay, and how old are Parker and Connor?
Parker is 9 and Connor is 7.
Okay, and are they going to the same school?
They do.
Okay, do we want to shout out their school?
Yeah, they go to Kirby Elementary.
Woo-hoo! Home of the fighting
tarantula. So creepy.
I love that. All right, now, do your boys know how to properly kick off Dominic the Donkey?
We assume they are both boys.
Yeah.
Parker could be a girl.
Oh, I guess they could be.
Okay.
All right. Now, Jenna, will you be joining in?
Sure.
Okay, here we go. All right. You give them the countdown, 3, 2, 1, so that they can hear you say it. I want it in unison.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
3, 2, 1.
Ee-aw, ee-aw. That was good.
Yay!
It's time for Dominic the Donkey.
Ee-aw, ee-aw.
He's tone deaf. I don't want to hear
him. I'm not tone deaf. Listen to Jingle.
What's wrong with me?
He's got a little friend. His name is Dominic. The cutest little donkey. You'll never see him kick.
Boop, boop, boop.
When when Santa visits his paisans with Dominic, he'll be. Because the reindeer cannot climb the hills of Italy.
Hey!
Yeah,
yeah.
It's Dominic the donkey. Jingity jing.
Yeah, yeah. More la-las.
La la la
la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la.
Now when you sing like that, you're in tune.
Thank you. Bells around his feet and presents on the sled. Hey, look at the Mayor's Derby on top of Dominic's head. A pair of shoes for Louis and a dress for Josephine. The label on
here comes a hey, that's right.
Hey!
Yeah,
yeah. It's Dominic the donkey.
La 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 la. Take it away, Jacob.
Whoa, 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 whoa. And you don't think that's Code Daddy?
And he's in it too high of an octave. Christmas miracle. Thank you, Jenna, Parker, and Connor. Have a great day at school. Now, if you don't mind, I'd like to talk about my problems.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So let me tell you what happened to me yesterday. I left for work yesterday totally fine. Mm-hmm. Opened my garage door, pulled my car out, put the garage door down, went to work.
Yeah.
Well, something happened to my garage door in between the two. Of me leaving and my wife trying to leave to take the kids to school and then take herself to work, that broke our garage door. And she could not get her car out. She was basically imprisoned in the house. And she had to call her mother to come over and take the kids to school. And thank God her mother did. But she was not pleased about it. And it was the kind, whatever was wrong with our garage, we couldn't pull the cord and manually lift it. There is so much tension from the spring pushing down on the garage that even when I got home with all of my gigantic muscles,
so much man strength,
I couldn't even budge the door. So I call a garage door place yesterday. And this
Who even knew that was a thing?
Yeah, me either. Random. I just Googled garage door repair.
Okay. Yeah, it makes sense. It's got to exist.
And I got a hold of a guy, and he's like, yeah, I'll come over. I'll come over at 1 o'clock. I was like, fantastic. And he shows up, and he goes, well, first of all, why does your garage door only have one spring? And I go, you are asking me a question. I recognize garage door. Yeah, you said garage door. I was like, I don't know, man. I don't do this for a living. So he goes, well, whoever put this garage door in, shocker, it was a builder. Whoever put the garage door in skimped on everything and only put one spring. Now, apparently you can have a garage door with one spring. It's possible. It's not recommended. You should have two springs. It makes it quieter, but it also takes less tension off of that spring.
Your garage door is very loud.
It is very loud.
You've always said that.
Yeah, it is. It's a very loud garage door. So he goes, so you need another spring, but that one spring is broken. And he goes, and look at the wire, the spools of wire on either side. Those are off the track now. I'm like, okay, well, can you fix it? And he goes, yeah, I can fix it. $700.
Excuse me?
$700. Text in if you know anything about anything. Was I price gouged? I guarantee I was. He knew we were desperate. He could see there was a car imprisoned in our garage. Like, he just knew. On top of that, it was even more, like, aggravating that I had my hands behind my back, because that was all the money that I was planning on spending for this weekend, because I have to fly back east for a funeral.
No.
And Christmas is around the corner.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was pissed yesterday.
So how long do you think it would have taken you to research your garage door and how to fix it if you didn't call him?
So that was a conversation that I had with my friend whose mom died. That's why I'm flying back east.
Yeah.
I was talking to him and explain. I go, how mad would you be if I didn't come? And he was devastated if I didn't come.
Yeah.
But anyway, though, I was talking to him about it, and he goes, why'd you say yes right away?
Yeah.
I go, because I didn't have time to, like, vet different garage door repairs. First of all, like you said, garage door repairs? How many could there be? maybe four, three? How many could come over today and fix it today? Because otherwise we'd run into the same damn problem we did this morning that we ran into yesterday.
I would have kept my kids home for $700. I can't, did it require a new part?
Yeah, it required several new parts.
Oh, that's why it was okay.
Because the one spring on my garage door busted.
Okay.
So he had to fix that one, and he put another one on. And he also had to put new wire on the sides of the garage.
I don't have $700, and no, I didn't even know that garage door people existed. People who come out to your house and service your garage door.
There's kind of like, there is somebody for everything.
Apparently.
Okay, so two people texted in. And they said I was not price gouged.
Well, once you started explaining how many that it needed new parts, for some reason I was thinking it was just putting that thing back together.
Not only that, but I also feel like it was worth it. Him just showing up going, look at your springs. Look at this is your issue here, and that needs to be fixed. Like, if you went on YouTube, that would have taken you all day.
Yeah, of course it would have. Because I am not somebody that's like, I'm going to go on YouTube and fix something. That's what she does. That's not what I do. I'd rather pay a professional to do it right. A lot of people now are texting in the 73389. The price seems fair. Somebody elaborated, my garage door broke and it cost me $500 to get it fixed, and I have a one-car garage which only has one spring, and that one spring alone was $180. So it's like, okay, well, this makes me feel better.
Yeah.
In a weird, sick way, it makes me feel better that at least I wasn't taken advantage of.
Yeah.
You know, so, okay. And you know who helped him fix it? His wife.
Oh. Okay.
I kind of liked that. He comes in and he's this big, tall, I think he was Russian or something, a thick Russian accent. Cool. And he's in there and he's like, you need two springs. And I'm like, yeah, this sounds like somebody who knows what they're talking about. Absolutely. Yes, yes, yes. Do it. And then I go back out there and he's got his little lady up on a ladder.
Bless her heart.
And she's up there undoing a spring and I go, it is 2021. Look at this. Adorable. You guys are doing it. You're making it work. You love each other so hard.
Yeah. That's worth $700 right there.
That's right. To watch this marital bliss. I mean, hold on. Let me get my wife. Stacey, get in here. I'm about to cry.
106.5 The End.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10s.
So, by now, pretty much everybody knows what Movember is. It's where dudes grow a mustache for the whole month of November, okay?
Yeah.
And it's creepy and gross, but it's funny at the same time. Well, Paul grew a big, bushy, gross mustache for Movember, and he's been threatening his wife now, saying, you know, when November's over, I'm not going to shave it off. So she wants me to phone scam him, and I'm calling from the HR department at the corporate building that he works at to tell him there's a problem.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Hey, is this Paul?
This is.
Hey, Paul, this is Sid, and I'm calling from the HR department at... How are you?
I'm fine. What is this about?
We have received several complaints about you. We understand that you grew a mustache for Movember, correct?
Yes.
Well, that's what people are complaining about.
Wait, people are complaining about my mustache?
They're complaining about your mustache. Yeah, they're saying that it's too big, it's too thick. People are concerned, both physically, but also emotionally as well. So do you have a few minutes that we could discuss this?
This is ridiculous. Are people offended by the mustache? Am I culturally appropriating? What type of offense am I bringing with a mustache?
Yeah, well, some people are offended. Yeah, it's not cultural appropriations or anything like that. But they do think, though, that it's offensive. I'm trying to be delicate with this. The way that it comes across is creepy, I guess you could say.
I've not changed my behavior whatsoever. I'm completely appropriate. Having a mustache is upsetting anyone.
Paul, listen. Nobody appreciates you not purposefully being creepy more than I do. You know, so listen, thank you very much. We applaud that. But it's the optics of the whole situation. You know, if for instance, if I'm you and I are walking down a dark alley
and I just happened to be practicing my knife twirling, and I'm wearing a bad boy black leather jacket with the collar popped. You know, maybe I'm a nice guy. Maybe I'm a super nice guy and not creepy or scary at all, but it's how I look. Does that make sense?
No, that's a horrible analogy. I'm not wearing
I'm not very good at analogies.
But I'm not in a dark alley.
But listen,
Teddy Roosevelt had a mustache. He was one of the greatest presidents we've ever had. I don't.
Well, so did Hitler. So
I don't have a Hitler mustache, though. I would never.
Well, you don't have a Teddy Roosevelt mustache either, Paul. Let's be honest, okay? Which brings me actually to another point, is that there is the physical side of it as well, and we kind of need you to start covering it, especially when you leave your office space, your cubicle.
I'm already wearing a mask when I'm not sitting down. You want me to wear a mask at all times now as well?
No. We need you to wear something under the mask just for the mustache. So
okay,
it's,
but this also sounds like a slippery slope. If I do something to change my mustache, what next? They're gonna say that my eyebrows are creepy. They're gonna say that my hair is creepy. What, do you want me to just shave all of my hair off?
I don't know. I've never met you. I don't know. Do you have big, bushy, disgusting eyebrows?
I think they're fine, but I don't
know. Okay, well, then we're probably fine.
They think that my mustache is offensive.
Well, no, then we're probably fine. As long as you just don't have eyebrows that match that mustache that is caused. I mean, do you want me to read some of the comments that I've gotten from your coworkers? These are your peers. Disgusting, bushy, hideous. I'm scared of it. It looks at me. These are the kind of things that you know, I get sent here.
Well, what do you want me to do about this? Do you also want me to? You tell me to wear a covering underneath a covering? That doesn't make any sense.
You wear like a little tiny, kind of like a hairnet kind of a thing, but for a mustache underneath of your mask, just to be safe.
I don't work around food. That doesn't make any sense.
But people eat in the office.
Okay, but people also sometimes sneeze in the office. People sometimes fart in the office.
Have you been farting in the office? Do you fart in the office?
Everyone has. Everyone has.
I don't.
You want me to cover that up too?
I mean, we don't work in the same branch, but I don't fart in the office. I hold everything until the very end of the day, and then I go outside. Is what
okay,
you should.
Well, now I know you're a liar. Now I know I'm speaking to a liar. So thank
no,
you.
That's very.
I feel better knowing about this conversation.
Okay. Well, then don't turn this around on me. No, no, you're turning this around on me. Please don't do that. Okay. I just need to know what we're going to do about your mustache.
Look, November is just about over. I was going to shave it off anyway, but I almost don't want to now.
Okay. No. It's good. I wasn't sure if you were going to shave it off, because I got an email from your wife, and your wife told me that you said that you weren't going to shave it off. Because this is actually Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End, and she wanted me to phone scam you, which is a prank phone call, and give you a hard time about the mustache that you threatened to keep for the rest of the year.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.
The Wake Up Call, 106.5 The End.
Time to play Concentration.
This is the game of concentration. No repeats or hesitations.
Whoa. Katie,
yes.
Recap the rules.
Producer Jacob has cards. There are words on the cards, or categories, really. And we have to go one by one, say words that fit into those categories. We can't hesitate. We can't repeat. And if we do, we're going to be out. We've got 5 minutes on the clock. The person with the most points at the end is the winner.
And Kevin loses. Okay, here we go.
It's usually how it goes. Okay, so here we go. Gavin, you're going to kick this one off. Name famous people that use just one name.
Oprah.
Adele.
Madonna.
Bono.
Beyonce.
Cher.
Somebody else.
Okay.
Wow, that was a good one.
That was a good one. Gavin's out. Kevin versus Katie.
Oh,
Katie, you're
going to
kick this one
in.
Yeah, look at that. Gavin, I hope you didn't jinx yourself.
Uh-oh.
Katie, name things. Or, I'm sorry, name places you put ice.
On a bruise.
In a bottle.
In a glass of water.
In your snowboard.
What?
I don't know. She took...
snowboard.
I was going to say down your shirt, but then I knew you guys were going to be like, oh, give me a break.
We would have accepted that more than in your snowboard.
I don't know that you could put anything in a snowboard.
Yeah, you put snow there. Okay, everybody's back in on this one. Katie has 1 point.
That was someone.
I'm sorry.
Kevin, you're going to kick this one off. Name uses for duct tape.
Mm. Oh,
go.
Silencing someone.
Oh, my God. Connecting your antenna to the top of your house.
Holding up Kevin's bumper.
That's so funny.
There's literally duct tape holding up Kevin's bumper.
Yeah, it is good. True. I mean,
honey.
That threw me off.
Yeah, it was throwing us all off.
All right, Kevin's out. Gavin, you're going to kick this one off.
Okay.
Name cleaning supplies.
Clorox.
Clorox wipes.
Windex.
Rain-X.
Katie, you're on fire.
Thank you.
No one said Arm & Hammer.
Arm & Hammer?
Wow. This is how this game is going today. Give us the next category.
I don't know why you just sounded so pathetic when you said that.
It's my favorite cleaning supply.
Like what an orphan begs for in an empty bowl. May I have some more Arm & Hammer?
Stop trying to distract me.
You sound like Tom Shane.
Okay.
Katie, you're going to kick this one off.
Okay.
Name household chores. Go.
Sweeping.
Doing the dishes.
Mowing the lawn.
Mopping.
Vacuuming.
Feeding the dogs.
Ironing.
Cleaning up dog poop.
Cleaning up the toilet.
Cleaning the mirror.
Oh, man.
Yes!
More than you.
You guys are good today.
Wow.
Yeah, you guys are good. Wow. Okay. Well, Gavin's out. Kevin, you're going to kick this one off?
Maybe I did jinx myself.
That's what it feels like.
Yeah.
It does feel that way.
Kevin, name methods of shipping. Go.
What?
Envelopes.
UPS.
Boxes.
FedEx.
Gift wrapping station.
No.
What?
No.
What do you mean?
I liked how you two
had... Do you not go to Roseville Galleria in the center? There's a gifts exchange spot where you wrap it and then they can send it to.
No one, they don't send it. No, they don't send it anywhere.
Yeah. Okay, the judge says no.
Yeah, they just wrap the present.
This judge is biased for Gavin, I feel.
Well, Gavin is 0 points still, so that, you think you'd say it for me.
I'm tied with you.
Wow.
Yeah, and right now, Katie is dominating.
Yeah.
All right, this is it. I mean, this is it. This one's just for fun. At this point.
Okay.
This is more for me and Kevin to see who comes in second.
Just want to play?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, I'm down.
Okay.
Well,
We can do a full. Let's do a full one
because I want to see if Gavin's jinxed.
Okay.
Let's see here. Gavin, you're going to kick this one off.
Okay.
Name human organs.
Oh.
The heart.
Liver.
Kidneys.
Lungs.
Pancreas.
Oh, I was going to say brain would be another one?
Yes. Lower intestines, upper intestines. I don't think that's an organ.
It's not an organ.
It's not an organ. Okay.
I don't really know. Okay. Look at this. Now it's down to you.
Wow.
Okay.
This is sweet, sweet victory.
Katie.
Well, not yet.
Victory.
Well,
out of these two, which one should I choose?
Okay.
Ooh.
No consulting.
Oh, I like this.
The one on the yellow.
Yellow. Okay.
Yeah. I'm nervous.
Uh-oh.
Kevin, you're going to kick this one off.
Uh-oh.
Name foods that are orange. Go.
Salmon.
Orange. Oh my God.
How about mandarins?
Jello? My
Huh.
second guess was orange.
So
why
what?
Wouldn't it be your first guess?
I was really on salmon.
Salmon's kind of pink.
Yeah, salmon's
orange when it's cooked. After it's cooked.
Kevin, salmon is literally salmon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's salmon color.
Salmon
it's,
orange.
You are, it seems sometimes.
I hate this game. This was unfair. He jinxed me to start with, and then you got, I don't know, ice.
I love when you get so flustered. What an idiot.
Oh, my God.
Well, that was fun.
The Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
There has always been something that we have all done where you take a step back after you do it or think it or say it and you go, does that make me crazy? What is yours? 766-1065 and complete this sentence. Does blank make me crazy? Katie, you kick it off.
So I have a thing. I am sure that this is some kind of phobia, but I cannot under any circumstances, walk over like a sidewalk grate or like a storm drain grate.
You're afraid you're going to fall.
Absolutely. I don't understand how people don't. People are walking over it all the time, all the time. Eventually, that has to give way.
Now, let me ask you this, and this will determine whether or not you're crazy.
Okay.
Okay. Do you think you're going to fall because the grate will give way, or do you think you'll fall because somehow you will fall through the holes?
I'm afraid that the grate is going to give way.
Then I don't think that makes you fully crazy.
Okay.
Can I tell you something cute real fast? During the summer, I thought my dog thought the same thing. So when I'd take my dog Yogi on walks, he would also avoid all like the grates and stuff like that. Turns out the summer heat was just making him super hot, and that's why he was avoiding it.
Also, dogs have much smaller feet. Their feet can go through the holes.
Oh, so who knows?
I don't know
anymore.
And smaller brains.
Yeah, that is true.
It could be very logical to a dog. My thing is, for instance, I do not trust ATMs. I will never, ever deposit a check inside of an ATM. This is before you could deposit a check through the app. Okay, that I trust, that I'll do. ATM machine, never, ever. And I'll tell you why. I'm not going to write my name on a piece of paper that I need. That's my money. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to put it into a mystery machine.
It's not a mystery machine.
It's going to eat it, and then God knows where it goes.
It doesn't matter if you know where it goes. You get a receipt. Oh, just throw your shrug emoji? That's true?
What does that receipt mean?
It means that that money went into your account.
Who's going to trust it?
The bank, I assume.
More trust. But does that?
So it's the trusting
yes.
big bank that yes. you're not okay
does
with.
That make me crazy?
Okay.
Does it?
Yeah. For sure.
766-1065 or text into 73389. Kevin, what is yours?
Mine is I cannot eat condiments at all. Like, I eat chicken nuggets dry.
Ew.
I eat hot dogs dry.
Hamburgers, sandwiches.
Yes.
I think
that's crazy.
Very crazy.
It's delicious.
It's more delicious with sauce, I tell you.
It's so dry.
Everything's dry.
You have your saliva to wet in it.
Oh, God. A saliva sandwich? God. You're disgusting.
Producer Jacob, what do you have?
I can't fall asleep almost ever. I feel like that makes me crazy.
No, that doesn't make you crazy.
That's an actual condition called insomnia.
But you guys know what I mean? Like when you're just like having trouble night after night, you guys probably know because you have kids. But, like, after a few days of this, it just kind of sits and goes, is there something wrong with me?
You just can't shut your brain off.
Yep. It's night after night with you?
I mean, sometimes, yeah, it's just running. I just
so, like, are you awake for, like, 24, 48, 56 hours?
He doesn't go to bed till, like, 2 a.m.
But yeah. For days on end?
Not for days on end, but I'll go, like, 3 days with a total of, like, 6 hours of sleep.
Huh.
So I put this up on Facebook. There's some very good ones.
Okay.
Hard to figure out, okay? Andrea says... does it make me crazy that I tell my cat I want to put her in a stew? Absolutely not.
No, I think that's...
Your cat is so delicious that you want to eat it. We completely understand
Who
that.
Who has never looked at the most adorable animal in the world and go, oh my God, why do I want to hit you?
Yeah, I mean, you regularly...
We don't. Yeah.
That's cuteness aggression. Mm-hmm. This is something else. You have said many times, if you see like a very small Pomeranian, you say, I want to put it in my mouth.
Yeah. The whole thing.
Yeah.
Shove the whole thing in my mouth.
Karina says, does it make her crazy that she talks to herself?
It depends what you're saying.
I agree, and I think it depends on to the extent.
Like, for some reason, in my mind, if you're talking to yourself and you're yelling at yourself...
That's the only time it's okay!
It's okay!
Like, I'll be like, oh my God, you stupid idiot.
Yeah, God, Gavin, get it together!
Katie!
You dropped that?
Yeah.
You dropped that?
I regularly say to myself, come on, Katie.
Right. Now, conversely, and this says something about us, but if you're somebody who talks out loud to yourself and praises yourself...
You're cuckoo.
You're crazy.
Yeah.
You're just like, wow, look at you. You are doing it, man.
Actually... That's okay. I have to say something. I regularly put my makeup on, and I don't do it here in the studio because people would mock me. But at home, if I put my makeup on, I will say out loud, my God, you're good looking.
Oh, boy.
Okay, Jennifer said, here's a great one. Doesn't make me crazy, believing in ghosts.
Oh, that's a hard one. That's kind of a hard one because I want to say, yeah, that makes you crazy. But I mean, I've seen a ghost.
Oh, you've seen a ghost?
I feel like I have, yeah.
I felt spirits and presences. Right. So I don't think
that. I can't say that makes you crazy, as sad as that is.
Katie said watching murder shows all the time.
If you do it all, if you do it too much.
It does seem like you're crunching for a test.
Right. It's, yes. Seems like you're taking notes for sure.
Yeah, at the very least, you're thinking, how do I mix this poison?
Got some really funny ones coming into 73389. I cannot put my hands under the water in a hot tub. So you just sit in a hot tub with your hands above the water all the time.
I get it.
What?
Well, okay. The only reason I get it is because then if you touch your face gets itchy. But I would like to know why they can't.
Yeah, me too. I wish you would call. Speaking of calls, let's talk to Wendy. Wendy, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for calling 766-1065. What is your, does blank make me crazy?
So I cut up all of my meat before I eat it.
Like, well, I think everybody does that. No.
Okay, yes. But I cut it all up before I eat any of it because I want to make sure there's no fat or gristle on it. Otherwise, it'll ruin my total appetite.
Oh, so if you have a steak in front of you, you will cut the entire thing up.
Yeah.
God, I bet eating with you is a dream.
Oh, man. I bet people are done eating by the time you start.
My husband was questioning whether he could stay with me when he found out I did that.
That's so funny. I think that does kind of make you a little crazy. We asked and we received. Shelly's on the phone. She's hot tub hands.
Oh, yay!
No way! Shelly, we need to know, why won't you put your hands underneath the water of a hot tub?
I'm legitimately crazy, but it makes me feel like I am suffocating if my hands are under hot water.
That is hysterical. Like, if your hands are under the hot water, you can't breathe.
Well, I can breathe, but it just makes me feel like my body is suffocating.
So even though three-fourths of your body are submerged in that hot water, it's the hands.
It's the hands that throw you over the edge.
Don't come at my hands with hot water.
I would never.
Uh-uh.
Hot tub hands, you can call anytime you want.
Wow. Well, I think we learned. We've got
you
some.
You guys are great.
Oh, thank you.
You too.
We've got
you.
Some crazy listeners.
I love it.
It's the Wake Up Call. 106.5 The End.
766-1065. 766-1065. It's time to play Married Name Upgrade Downgrade. If you're an engaged person or a married person and you changed or are about to change your name, we are experts. We've been trained at Harvard Business School on how to properly assess whether or not you upgrade or downgrade your name. Call and we'll tell you. It's a free reading, basically.
It is a free reading. It is a degree that we have nothing but student loan debt
right.
and no way to pay it off. We just do it for our love.
That's right. Some people here at the station will still do free readings. Okay, here we go. Monica, let's kick it all off there.
Good morning.
Hi, Monica. What is your maiden name?
Fiorenza.
Oh, that is gorgeous.
With an F or a TH?
F like Frank.
Fiorenza.
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 That sounds like the kind of high-end luxury sports car. Like, did you guys see the latest picture? Cardi B. She's wearing a string bikini and she's on the hood of a Fiorenza.
Yeah.
Okay, what is your married name?
Stuart.
Oh, gross.
What did you do?
Why'd you do that?
It
was hard.
If I had the last name, see, your name is Monica Stewart, but if you kept your maiden name, you would have been
Monica
Fiorenza.
Yeah, he would have killed me. Otherwise, I would have done it.
What is his first name? It's probably as trashy as Stewart.
No, it's Chris.
That's terrible. Chris Stewart.
Chris.
Barf.
Yeah.
Christopher Fiorenza.
Everybody bald on the episode where Christopher Fiorenza died on The Sopranos. Sorry, downgraded your name and your husband's to blame. Yeah. I apologize. Let's move on to Rashia. Good morning, Rashia. Are you there?
I am here.
Oh, are we saying it right, Rashia?
Yep, that's how you say it.
Okay. All right.
What is your maiden name?
It is O'Ray.
O'Ray.
Rashia O'Ray?
It's nice.
Oh my God.
I love that.
That sounds like a brand of frozen French fries.
I was going to say. It does. Rashia Array. That is a very high-end chocolate delicacy.
Yeah, every year for Thanksgiving, my uncle brings over
some Rashia Array.
It's on a tray.
Yeah.
Like a croquembouche.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well,
what's your new name?
Name now?
So now it is currently O'Ray Williams.
Well, at least you had the sense to keep O'Ray.
Okay, because if you went to Rashia Williams after Rashia O'Ray, I would say, why do you hate yourself?
Yeah, what are you, Chris Stewart?
Yeah.
It's a downgrade.
It's a downgrade just because can't get better than Rashia O'Ray.
No.
I agree.
Alone, O'Ray sounds like something you shout when your team wins in soccer.
We did it! O'Ray!
You know? Let's move on to somebody who's engaged, so there's still time, okay?
Oh, thank God.
Jennifer, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you very much for calling 766-1065 to play Married Name Upgrade Downgrade. Now, you're engaged, correct? When's this wedding?
In March.
Okay. Good. Okay.
So okay. What's your name right now?
So right now my last name is Heath.
Heath. Like a Heath bar.
Yeah, like the candy bar.
Okay. Jennifer Heath, it's not doing much for me, but okay. What is your married name going to be?
Salma Niego.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
That is exciting.
Salma Niego.
Salma Niego.
Salma Niego.
Salma Niego. Wow, this is going to be a great marriage. You're going to love for 1,000 years.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Wow. Congratulations. I mean, listen,
with a name like Jennifer, let's be honest.
A little like,
you're clinging to anything you can to upgrade that name. It's like Chris, you know?
Oh, God. But don't bring me back to the store, please.
But listen, Salma Niego, this is wonderful.
Salma Niego to you.
And a Salma Niego to you. All right, let's do, you want to do one more?
Well, okay, sure.
All right, we'll do one more. I apologize to everybody we don't get to. Our phone lines always get jammed for this, which we love. Let's talk to Janika.
I knew it was going to be wrong.
Uh-oh.
It's Janika.
Janika. Okay, yeah.
I could have guessed that.
Kevin tried to write it out phonetically, and he did not.
No.
Okay, so Janika, what is your maiden name?
Johnston.
Janika Johnston.
Johnston or Johnson?
Yeah. Johnson with the T.
What difference does it make? Janika Johnson's fun.
But it's not Janika Johnson. It's Janika Johnston.
Janika Johnston. Well, so what?
I'm just asking.
But you made a sound.
I prefer Johnston. Sorry. Sue me.
What is a Johnston?
I know. That's why. Well, that's great.
And this is why it's difficult, because it's always that conversation.
That's a good point.
No. Okay. And then what is your married name?
Goodheart.
Oh, Goodheart.
That's
Janika
a great
Goodheart.
Name.
Well, you knew the answer to this.
Goodheart sounds like one of the Care Bear cousins.
I'm glad we got rid of that that confusing Johnston.
Whatever it was.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I don't even want to think about it anymore.
What's your husband's name?
Adrian
Goodheart.
Goodheart?
Wow.
He sounds hot.
He does. He sounds like a sexy action hero.
Yeah, he does. Oh, my God.
And the movie's just called Goodheart.
Yes.
Oh, man.
And he doesn't even know he's so good looking. Unfortunately, in this movie, he is a widower. And I hate to tell you that, Janika, but...
Oh, don't do it.
Oh, listen, it's not my fault.
We have 9 kids. So you
have I'm nine so sorry. Kids?
Can you please name them immediately?
So we have Devin, Derek, Cedric, Abigail, Isabel, Madison, Jaden, and Eleanor.
That's only 8.
The Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
So every once in a while, we'll get an email from you guys looking for relationship advice. And we read all of them, and some of them we would love to read on the air and answer it live, maybe even with your help. So if you listen to this email, and then if there's something you want to add to it, you can text us at 73389, or you can call us at 766-1065. But it's from a guy, and it says, "Dear Wake Up Call, I am a single father to a 3-year-old girl. Her mom, my ex-fiance, left me and her about 4 months ago.
Mm.
Our neighbor across the hall has a son the same age, and the kids like playing together. Well, ever since my ex left, the neighbor kid's mom has been aggressively flirting with me. She comes over to ask for quote unquote favors, dressed up in tight clothes and high heels. Boy, she jokes that our kids are practically siblings and says that we should just move in together.
Oh, my God.
She's kind of hot, but super obnoxious. And if we didn't have kids the same age, I'd never even talk to her. But I haven't had sex in a really long time, and I'm honestly considering sleeping with her because I know I can. What do I do? I can tell that I'm starting to get weak. Okay.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
I mean, this is tough, and this is something that I think a lot of guys can probably relate to. That, like, if there's a girl that, let's say, you don't necessarily like that much, but you are still attracted to her, and you know that you could have sex with her, it's pretty hard for guys to say no to that.
Is it?
It just is.
The personality isn't enough to turn you off.
The personality sometimes is enough to turn us on, but it's...
That's not what I just asked.
I know. But it's often not enough to turn us off.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
It's enough to turn us off from a relationship.
Got it.
For
okay.
sure.
Okay.
But here's where it gets sticky, though, because it's like...
Don't stay sticky.
Oh, my God. If we have a, if we, like, let's say you do have sex with a girl, you also know, if you're a responsible guy, you know, and I think this guy is, that she could probably take that meaning something like relationship
100%. And catch additional feelings and think that you caught feelings.
Right. You thought you were in a relationship with every person you had sex with.
I thought I was in a relationship with anybody that I made out with as an adult. I thought, well, this is it.
Right. Now, if you're...
You show me that much attention, I'm going to assume you really like me.
And if you're a responsible guy, you'll take that into consideration.
Right.
But when his that last line, I can tell I'm starting to get weak. Oh, God, do I get that or what?
Now, I have to guess that if his ex left 4 months ago,
mm-hmm.
and she also left, shouldn't just leave him, she left their child.
Mm-hmm.
This is probably a relationship that was very bad way before 4 months ago.
Probably.
So it probably isn't that he just hasn't had sex for 4 months. He probably hasn't had sex for a really, really long time. And he's been around a woman that has definitely not been showing him any interest.
Right.
So now it's not just that he hasn't done it in a while. He's now probably getting sexual attention from someone when he hasn't for a very long time.
And that goes a long way. It does. It means the world to a guy to feel wanted. I mean, I'm sure it's like that with women too. But
women kind of always know.
We could get it.
At some point, men want us.
Right. Yeah. So like with men, and we don't know that. And when you're starved of it for a long time, man, you get a little bit of attention and it feels really good, even when it's from somebody that you hate.
Here's why I think you can't do it. You can't do it because she's too close.
You mean physically?
Yes.
She's a neighbor?
She's right across the hall.
Somebody just texted into 73389, talk about making the neighbor situation weird. She'll think he is obligated to her only because they live so close. Yeah, so you might be right. I mean, you might be right about that.
Well, but also because you can't avoid this person now.
Right.
You can't. I mean, if your kids were friends, but you didn't live close, they're only 3 years old. If they never see each other again, they'll never remember it.
Right.
But they live right across the hall. You could avoid this other parent if they didn't live right there, but they don't.
Yeah, that's true. Most people texting into 73389 are saying, don't do it. It's just going to get messy. Don't do it. Don't do it. But I mean, some people are also saying, like, yeah, if she's hot, why not? YOLO, go for it.
I feel like we just said so many reasons not to do it.
Yeah.
But as long as, okay, so.
Oh, I'm going to throw out another reason.
To not do it?
To not do it.
What is it?
And this is one that I think should be taken very seriously. Your kid's mom took off. There is not a mom in the picture now.
Oh.
This woman is going to start thinking, if she's a little cuckoo too, she's going to start thinking she can play the role of mommy because there isn't a mommy there.
She might already think that anyway, though, if the kids are playing together.
Then this is going to make it so much worse.
I'm going to say do it. I'm going to say do it because I know what it's like to not have sex for a long time. And but here's what I think you got to do. you have to set ground rules definitively ahead of time.
That, I can tell you, doesn't work. And let me tell you why.
Why?
Surely I'm going to be able to burrow in there and change his mind. Okay? With this personality and this face, you're telling me, and I'm going to tell you, I'm very good in bed. So if he's going to say, like, listen, we just want to have, this is just to be friends with benefits. And I go, yeah, or somebody else. And well, let's say she says, yeah, that's all I want.
Oh, sure, yeah.
But I'm thinking in my mind and I'm telling my friends, I'll break him down.
I got him.
Yeah, because this is good.
Got one hook in him.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are you're the worst.
No, sure.
Oh, yeah. My God.